are really struggling, especially on this part of the diaspora where I am. There has been a lot of opening for other nationals to come into the country, and they've taken over some of the jobs which maybe Zimbabweans could have been working on. For example, you and me, you know that there was a lot of jobs in care work, which many Zimbabweans will go into. But these jobs are now being taken by other nationals from Europe because of the opening up of Europe, and they've taken over those jobs, and now it's a struggle for Zimbabweans, even if they go back to school or to universities and get degrees. But it has been hard to get jobs, the kind of jobs that they might need.
So what do they end up doing there if they don't get any jobs?
Well, they end up doing these menial jobs where probably you have to go to live-in jobs where you go and stay and look after an elderly people, or they continue with these jobs which don't suit their qualifications really. And some go for benefits, but you do know our Zimbabweans, we do not like to be seen to be taking benefits because we come from a culture where you have to work hard for a living.
So do some end up thinking of going back home, you know, if ends don't meet in the diaspora?
They do. For example, I was attending a funeral yesterday, and there were lots of people who came to that funeral. And almost all the people that I spoke to, each and everyone is thinking of, we hope things could be better back home, and we go back home, because it's becoming hard here. You know, it's like they will compare about 10 years ago when they used to live pretty well, even if they were doing, maybe working three jobs at a time. But now all that is gone, and most of them are talking about if I can go back home. But the thing is, if you have no job, you go back to what in Zimbabwe? So they just keep on hoping that things might change. Also for them, decide to maybe set up something, a business or something that can help them to, you know, to have the money to go back home and do something. Because the thing is, what we need to all remember is that when you go back home, people back home don't expect us to go and look for jobs there. They expect us to go back and probably provide employment for them, if you get what I mean.
Yes, yes.
So we cannot go back here and go and compete with somebody who is also looking for a job, and you are coming from the diaspora. To be quite honest, it's a bit unfair, isn't it? That you are coming from a supposedly better country, and then you are going there looking for a job instead of providing employment for people.